Welcome back to another deep dive. Today we're tackling marketing automation, and specifically how it can actually pay for itself.
That's right.
And you sent over this really interesting article.
Yeah.
From Reach Marketing, and it makes some bold claims.
It does.
About how automation can actually pay for itself in like 9 key ways.
Yeah, and it's not just industry buzz, you know.
Right.
This article hits on a really crucial point, I think.
Okay.
Which is that automation isn't about replacing human marketers.
Gotcha.
It's about making us smarter and more efficient.
Okay. And it jumps right into conversion rates.
Yeah.
Suggesting that conversion rates can be 3 times higher.
Right.
With automation. I mean, that sounds pretty amazing.
It's a big claim.
Yeah.
But think about it this way. Automation allows for truly personalized messaging at scale.
Hmm.
Every interaction from emails to website content can be tailored to the individual's needs and preferences.
Right. Yeah.
That level of relevance is powerful. Wouldn't you be more likely to engage with a brand that seems to understand you perfectly?
That makes a lot of sense. So it's kind of like having a personal shopper for every customer.
Exactly.
But without the overhead.
The article actually highlights a retail company that saw a massive 250% boost in sales conversions by simply using automation to send personalized product recommendations.
Wow, that's incredible. So it's not just about blasting out generic messages anymore. It's about delivering the right message to the right person at the right time.
Precisely. And that brings us to another area where automation shines: email marketing.
Oh, yeah.
We all know email isn't dead, but it can be a real-time suck.
Ugh, tell me about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, imagine having an incredibly efficient assistant who can handle all the tedious tasks like optimizing subject lines, personalizing content, even figuring out the best time to send each email based on individual behavior patterns. That's what automation can do.
So no more manually testing subject lines at 2 a.m.
Right, exactly.
That sounds pretty good.
And the results speak for themselves, right?
Yeah.
The article mentions a 311% increase in open rates and a 327% boost in click-throughs.
Wow. Those are some really big numbers.
Those are the kinds of numbers that make marketers drool. And it's all thanks to automation's ability to personalize and optimize every aspect of email marketing. They even mention a SaaS company that used automated email sequences to nurture leads and saw customer engagement jump by 35%.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's about guiding prospects through the sales funnel more effectively without lifting a finger.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've seen how automation can supercharge conversion rates and email engagement.
Mm.
But what about actually turning those leads into paying customers?
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
And the article makes a bold claim.
Right.
Marketing automation helps convert 1 in 21 leads.
Wow.
Compared to 1 in 325 with traditional methods. Now, that might sound like marketing hype, but there's a reason for this massive difference.
Yeah. I'm all ears. What's the secret sauce?
It's not magic. It's all about efficiency and focus.
Okay.
Remember that personal shopper analogy.
Right.
Automation brings that same level of personalization to lead nurturing.
Mm.
It identifies the most promising leads, the ones who are most likely to convert, and then nurtures them with targeted messages and offers.
So instead of treating all leads the same, it's like having a system that constantly sifts through.
That's right.
And prioritizes the hottest prospects.
Exactly. And by focusing on those high potential leads, businesses can see a significant improvement in their conversion rates. The article even gives an example of an e-commerce brand that implemented something called lead scoring automation.
Lead scoring. What is that?
So it's basically a system that assigns points to leads based on their behavior and demographics.
Mm-hmm.
The higher the score, the more likely they are to become a customer. By automating this process, the e-commerce brand saw their lead-to-customer conversion rate increase by 15%.
That sounds like a game changer for any business with limited resources.
Absolutely. And speaking of resources, let's talk about the impact of automation on the bottom line.
Okay, now we're talking. This is what I think our listeners are really curious about. Does automation really save money and make money?
Well, according to the article, businesses can see a 14.5% sales increase and a 12.2% reduction in overhead costs with automation.
Wow. That's like hitting the jackpot.
Yeah.
But how does it actually translate into real-world savings?
Think about it. Automation works 24/7.
Yeah.
Without needing a salary, benefits, or even coffee breaks.
Right.
It can handle those repetitive tasks like sending out emails, scheduling social media posts, and even qualifying leads. This frees up your human team to focus on more strategic and creative work, which ultimately leads to better results and higher sales.
It's like having a tireless, hyper-efficient employee who never complains.
Exactly. And the article shares a great example of a small business that saved over $50,000 annually by automating their email campaigns.
Wow.
They were then able to reallocate those resources to strategic growth initiatives, which further boosted their revenue.
That's a really powerful example. It's not just about cutting costs.
Right.
It's about using those savings to fuel growth and innovation.
Precisely. And this brings us to another key benefit of automation. It helps you focus on the best leads, not just chase every single one that comes your way.
Ah, quality over quantity.
Exactly.
I like that.
The article emphasizes this point perfectly. They mention a study where automation generated 140 qualified leads in the same amount of time it took traditional methods to generate just 20.
Wow. So that's 7 times more.
That's right.
That's incredible. But how does automation achieve such a dramatic improvement in lead quality?
It all comes down to something called predictive analytics.
Okay.
This is a fancy way of saying that automation platforms can use data to predict which prospects are most likely to become customers.
So it's like having a crystal ball that tells you which leads to focus on.
In a way, yes. By analyzing past behavior, demographics, and other data points, predictive analytics can help you target your marketing efforts more effectively, leading to higher quality leads and ultimately more sales.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The article mentions a B2B company that saw a 300% improvement in lead quality.
Yeah.
After using predictive analytics within their automation platform.
It's a great example of how data-driven automation can transform your lead generation efforts. And that improved lead quality can have a ripple effect throughout your entire sales process.
Speaking of the sales team, the article also talks about how automation can be a real game changer for them.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about taking care of those repetitive, time-consuming tasks.
Okay.
So salespeople can focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals.
I can only imagine how frustrating it must be for salespeople to spend hours on administrative tasks instead of actually selling.
Oh, it's a huge drain
on
their time and energy. No. But automation can handle all of that, sending follow-up emails, scheduling appointments, even updating CRM records. This frees up salespeople to focus on high-touch interactions that really make a difference in closing deals.
It's like having a virtual assistant.
Right.
Who takes care of all the busy work so the salespeople can be out there building relationships and bringing in revenue.
Exactly. And the article even mentions a real estate firm that increased property sales by 20% through automated follow-ups.
Oh, wow. So we've seen how automation can boost conversion rates, enhance lead generation, and empower sales teams.
Mm.
But ultimately, it all comes down to the bottom line, right? How does this impact a business's overall revenue?
That's the million-dollar question, and the article provides some compelling answers.
Okay.
They state that 77% of companies using marketing automation report increased annual revenue.
Wow.
And they tend to see a faster return on their investment compared to companies using traditional methods.
That's a pretty convincing statistic. But what's the secret sauce? How does automation achieve such impressive results?
It's not about any one magic trick.
Okay.
It's about optimizing every stage of the marketing process.
Gotcha.
From attracting leads to nurturing them through the funnel and ultimately converting them into paying customers.
Right.
Automation streamlines and enhances every step of the way.
It's like having a well-oiled machine.
Exactly.
That's constantly working to attract, engage, and convert customers.
And the article shares a great example of a subscription-based business that saw a whopping 40% annual revenue growth after implementing automated workflows for customer retention and upselling.
That's incredible. It shows that automation isn't just about acquiring new customers. It's also about maximizing the value of your existing customer base.
Absolutely.
And that brings us to another crucial aspect of automation that we haven't touched on yet, customer retention.
That's right.
It's often said that it's cheaper to keep a customer, than to acquire a new one.
Mm-hmm.
But how does automation play into that?
Well, think about all the ways you can use automation to nurture relationships and keep customers happy. Personalized follow-ups after a purchase, re-engagement emails.
Mm-hmm.
If they haven't interacted with your brand in a while, even birthday messages or loyalty program updates.
So it's like having an automated system that's constantly working to keep customers engaged and coming back for more.
Precisely. And the article highlights a great example of an online retailer that achieved a 25% increase in repeat purchases.
Wow.
By automating post-purchase follow-ups.
Okay.
And offering tailored recommendations.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
It shows that automation can be just as effective at nurturing existing customer relationships as it is at attracting new ones.
Exactly. And it all comes down to personalization and relevance. By using data to understand your customers' needs and preferences, you can automate communications that make them feel valued and appreciated. And when customers feel valued, they're more likely to stick around.
It's all about building those long-term relationships.
Exactly.
That are essential for sustainable business growth.
Absolutely. And speaking of data, the article also stresses the importance of data-driven decisions in marketing automation.
Data. It seems like data is the fuel that powers the entire marketing machine these days.
It really is. And one of the great things about automation platforms is that they provide in-depth reporting and analytics that give you a clear view of what's working and what's not.
So you're not just automating blindly. You have the data to back up your decisions and optimize your campaigns for maximum impact.
Exactly. They even mention a marketing agency that used automated reporting to identify underperforming campaigns and reallocate their budget, which resulted in a 30% boost to their overall ROI.
That's incredible. It shows how data can be a powerful tool for improving efficiency and driving better results.
It's all about using data to continuously learn and improve your marketing efforts, and automation makes that process so much easier and more effective.
I'm starting to see how automation can be a real game changer for marketers.
Yeah.
It's not just about saving time and resources.
Right.
It's about working smarter, making data-driven decisions, and ultimately driving better results.
Exactly. But the article also acknowledges that some businesses have hesitations about implementing marketing automation.
Well, I can imagine. It seems like a big undertaking, and there are probably concerns about cost and complexity.
Of course.
Yeah.
Change can be daunting, especially when it involves new technology, but as we've discussed, the potential benefits of automation are significant.
Right.
And the reality is that there are solutions available for businesses of all sizes and budgets.
So it's not just for large enterprises with deep pockets.
Not at all. There are plenty of affordable automation tools that can help small businesses streamline their marketing efforts and get a leg up on the competition.
That's good to know. But what about the fear of alienating customers with too much automation? I've heard some people worry that it can make brands feel impersonal and robotic.
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
But as we've discussed throughout this deep dive, the key to successful automation is personalization. When done well, automation actually enhances customer satisfaction.
Right.
By delivering the right message at the right time.
Right.
And making customers feel valued and understood.
So it's not about bombarding people with generic automated messages.
Not at all. It's about using data and insights to tailor your communications and create a more personalized and engaging experience for each individual customer.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about using automation to make your marketing more human, not less.
Exactly. And that's a key takeaway from this article. Automation, when implemented strategically and with the customer in mind, can be a powerful tool for building stronger relationships and driving business growth.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired right now.
Me too.
This deep dive has really opened my eyes to the potential of marketing automation.
Yeah, it's exciting to see how this technology is evolving and empowering businesses to achieve their marketing goals more effectively than ever before.
I think you sent over some more material on this topic, right? Let's dig into that in part two of this deep dive.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
I'm ready to keep exploring.
So, you know, one thing that really stood out to me from these additional materials you sent over is this idea that automation isn't a one-size-fits-all solution?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in the hype and think that automation is just a magic bullet you can implement and forget about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It takes careful planning and strategy to get it right.
Right.
And a big part of that is understanding your specific needs and challenges as a business.
Okay, so it's not just about buying the fanciest automation platform and hoping for the best.
Not at all. It's about identifying the areas in your marketing process where automation can have the biggest impact and then finding the right tools to address those specific needs.
That makes a lot of sense. So for someone who's just starting out with marketing automation, where would you recommend they begin?
I'd say start by looking at the tasks that are taking up the most of your time or that feel particularly tedious and repetitive.
Those are usually prime candidates for automation.
So like sending out email newsletters or following up with leads.
Exactly. Those are tasks that can be easily automated, freeing up your time and energy to focus on more strategic initiatives.
Yeah, I can already see how that would be a huge time saver. But what about the cost? You know, some businesses might hesitate because of the upfront investment involved.
It's a valid concern, but as we discussed earlier, the potential ROI of automation is significant.
Right.
The cost savings and revenue increases often outweigh the initial investment.
So it's more of an investment that pays for itself over time.
Precisely. And there are automation tools available for businesses of all sizes and budgets. You don't need to break the bank to get started.
That's reassuring to hear. So it's really about finding the right tools and strategies that fit your specific needs and budget.
Absolutely. And it's an ongoing process as your business grows and evolves. So too should your automation strategies.
Okay, so it sounds like marketing automation isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Definitely not. It requires ongoing monitoring analysis and adjustments to ensure you're getting the most out of your investment.
Speaking of analysis, one of the things that really impressed me about the Reach Marketing article was their emphasis on data-driven decisions.
Right.
They talk about how automation platforms provide in-depth reporting, giving businesses a clear view of what's working and what's not.
That's a crucial aspect of automation. It's not just about automating tasks. It's about using data to inform your strategies and make smarter decisions.
It's like having a constant feedback loop where you're learning and improving as you go.
Exactly. You can track everything from open rates and click-throughs to conversion rates and ROI.
Wow.
This data allows you to identify what's working, what's not, and where you can make adjustments to improve your results.
That takes all the guesswork out of marketing, doesn't it?
It does. The article even mentions a marketing agency that was able to boost their overall ROI by 30%.
Wow. Wow.
Simply by using automated reporting to identify underperforming campaigns and reallocate their budget.
That's an impressive improvement. It really highlights the power of data in driving better marketing outcomes.
And it's something that any business can leverage regardless of their size or budget.
Now, while we've talked a lot about acquiring new customers, I know you're also a big proponent of customer retention.
Absolutely. It's often overlooked, but retaining existing customers is just as important as acquiring new ones, if not more so.
Right, because it's cheaper to keep a customer than to acquire a new one.
Exactly. And automated marketing can play a key role in fostering customer loyalty and reducing churn.
How so?
Well, think about all the ways you can use automation to stay top of mind with your customers and keep them engaged.
Yeah.
Personalized follow-ups after a purchase, re-engagement emails if they haven't interacted with your brand in a while, even birthday messages or loyalty program updates.
It's like having an automated system that's constantly working to nurture those customer relationships.
That's a great way to put it. And it can make a huge difference in your bottom line. Remember that online retailer we talked about earlier, the one that saw a 25% increase in repeat purchases through automated follow-ups and recommendations.
Yeah, that was a great example. It really shows the power of automation in driving customer retention.
And it's not just about sending out generic messages.
Right.
It's about using data to personalize those messages and make them relevant to each individual customer.
It's like having a virtual assistant who remembers customer preferences and anticipates their needs.
Precisely. And that level of personalization can go a long way in building customer loyalty and driving repeat business.
I'm starting to see how automation can be used throughout the entire customer lifecycle, from attracting new leads to nurturing them into loyal customers.
That's the beauty of it. It's a holistic approach to marketing that can help you achieve your goals more efficiently and effectively.
It seems like the possibilities with marketing automation are almost endless.
They really are. And as technology continues to evolve, we can expect even more sophisticated and powerful automation tools to emerge.
So it's an exciting time to be in marketing.
Absolutely. It's a time of innovation and transformation, and automation is at the forefront of that change.
Yeah, but it's important to remember that automation is just a tool.
Exactly. It's not a magic bullet. It's up to marketers to use these tools strategically and creatively to achieve their business goals.
And to always keep the customer at the center of their strategies.
Absolutely. The most successful automation strategies are those that prioritize the customer experience and build genuine relationships.
It sounds like a lot to consider, but also incredibly exciting.
It is, but don't let the complexity overwhelm you.
Right.
Start small, experiment, and learn as you go. That's the best way to unlock the full potential of marketing automation for your business.
You know, this deep dive has given us so much to think about. I'm curious, what's one thing that stood out to you from all the materials we've covered so far?
What really struck me was the emphasis on data-driven decision-making. It's not just about automating tasks, it's about using data to inform those automations and constantly optimize your strategies.
And that makes a lot of sense. You don't want to just automate blindly. You want to make sure your efforts are actually driving results.
Exactly. And the beauty of these automation platforms is that they provide you with the data you need to make those informed decisions.
Right.
You can track every step of the customer journey and see what's working and what needs to be adjusted.
So you're constantly learning and refining your approach based on real-world data.
Precisely. It's a continuous cycle of improvement that helps you get the most out of your marketing investments.
That's a great takeaway. Data is power,
especially
when it comes to marketing automation.
Absolutely. It's the fuel that drives your automation engine and helps you achieve your business goals.
Well said. And for our listener out there, what's one action they can take today to start exploring the potential of marketing automation for their business?
I'd say start by taking a good, hard look at your current marketing processes and identifying the areas where automation could save you time and resources.
Right.
Then do some research and see what tools are out there that align with your needs and budget.
That's a great starting point. It's about taking that first step and seeing what's possible.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to experiment and see what works best for your business. The world of marketing automation is constantly evolving, so there's always something new to learn and discover.
It's really amazing how much we've unpacked from just this one article and the additional materials.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It really does.
It really speaks to how much there is to consider
when
it comes to marketing automation.
Absolutely.
It can feel a bit overwhelming at first, but I think one of the key takeaways is you don't have to do everything at once.
That's a great point. I think starting small is often the best approach.
Yeah. What would you suggest as a good starting point for someone new to this?
I would recommend focusing on one specific area of your marketing that could benefit from automation.
Give me an example.
Sure. Let's say you're spending a lot of time manually sending out email newsletters or following up with new leads.
Okay.
Those are tasks that can be easily automated with the right tools.
So you could set up automated email sequences to nurture leads and keep your audience engaged without having to do everything manually.
That's exactly right. And as you start to see the benefits of automation in one area, you can gradually expand to other areas of your marketing.
It's like building a marketing machine.
Right.
That's working for you 24/7, even while you sleep.
I love that analogy. And the best part is you can track and measure every step of the way, ensuring that you're getting the most out of your investment.
I think that's something we haven't touched on enough.
Yeah.
The ability to track and measure the results of your automation efforts.
It's absolutely crucial. You don't want to just set things up and hope for the best.
Right.
You need to be able to see what's working, what's not,
and
make adjustments as needed.
So it's not just about saving time and resources. It's also about optimizing your marketing for maximum impact.
Right.
Precisely. And as we discussed earlier, the data and insights you gather from automation can be incredibly valuable for making informed decisions and refining your overall marketing strategy.
It's like having a marketing crystal ball.
Yeah.
That shows you what's working and what's not.
Exactly. With that kind of insight, you can make smarter decisions and drive even better results for your business.
Well, this has been a truly fascinating deep dive into the world of marketing automation.
It really has. It's been a pleasure exploring this topic with you.
And for you listening out there, we hope you found this deep dive insightful and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
Yeah, if you're not already using marketing automation, we encourage you to explore its potential. It might seem daunting at first, but the rewards can be significant.
It really can be a game changer for your business, helping you achieve your marketing goals more efficiently and effectively than ever before.
So take that first step, do some research, and see what automation can do for you. It might just revolutionize the way you approach marketing.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep into the world of marketing.